Welcome to the Lost Stop Podcast and the Trans-Pyrenees Race number 3, supported by our race partners, Physique, Pedaled, Tailfin, Komoot, and Peak Design. October the 2nd at TPR 3, and as the sun rises on day 4, our three leading riders are now well into the final raid parkour that leads them back to the finish line in Saint-Jean-de-Luz. For Adam Bielek, Cap 1, Lucas Becker, Cap 122, and Nahuel Passerat, Cap 131, the next 24 hours will make or break their race. Our team in Control Car 1 catch up with Adam in Roos, attempting to resupply.
I know that I'm currently in an area with bad resupply options. The plan is to leave that area as soon as possible to resupply properly. And then, depends how I feel in the evening, I'll try to push on, as always. I met Lucas on here, It was Lucas. Mm-hmm. But short after that in Prades, I think, was the city. He stopped or resupplied or something. And then I decided to keep pushing for 3-4 hours. And then I had a quick sleep after that.
Shortly after, the team ran into Lucas Becker, who's been chasing Adam hard for the best part of the race.
So what's the plan now?
Stay behind Adam. Because he likes staying behind. But not too far.
Okay. You like to have the carrot.
Yeah, the carrot is good.
I like carrots.
I mean, the problem is, I don't know him, but I've seen that he sleeps rarely, barely. So I guess that, he wants to finish tomorrow and maybe he won't sleep. But I will sleep, like always. So, let's see.
While the leaders battle it out on the final parkour, further back there are a number of riders tracing the Costa Brava coastline. Hannah Larbalessier, race coordinator.
So we're currently stood at the top of parkour 4, at the Far de San Sebastián, which is a lighthouse at the top of a climb, which riders are really grinding up. It's quite a steep one and everyone's got quite a sweat on because it's quite a hot day here. Parkour 4 starts in Tossa de Mar and riders take this beautiful coastal road for about 25k from there, which really winds around the coastline. It's got amazing views out to the Mediterranean, blue skies, blue seas, and just a really fun winding route. And then from there, they have to ride another 20k or so kind of through the flatlands and flat towns along the Costa Brava before they finish on this steep climb up to the lighthouse. So from here, they're going to head to CP5 at Prat de Mollo before starting the raid parkour.
Valentin Robe, Cap 94, is one rider enjoying the coastal road after the hiker biking of previous days.
The night was long. Beginning of the night was okay. I had a bit of sleep in a bank. Yeah, I don't even remember well. And yeah, after going on the way to Tossa, I was so slow. But after I had breakfast and coffee in Tossa and the sun rose, that was amazing. Really, that was probably the best. Because no cars, nobody. It was amazing.
So you're doing pretty well. Do you know where you are on the race?
No, not exactly. I had big troubles at the beginning in after the hiker bike at the tunnel of Pielsa, just right after. I had a flat on the way down. So I said, okay, let's just change the tube. I think my pump wasn't really working well. So I couldn't inflate properly the tires, the tube. So I ended up going to Saint-Lary walking. So I did like 20k walking. That was just stupid.
Jamie Loudon, Cap 59, was leading last year's race until midway through the final parkour, before eventually having to scratch. His earlier route choice at TPR 3 means he's away from the leaders this year, but he's still riding well and enjoying a more relaxed experience.
Taking you along. I'll try to get to checkpoint 5 later this afternoon and see how I'm doing. Day 1 was good. Day 2 took a terrible route. And I think I was like ill in the build up. And I think I just had like a really bad day. But like coming out of the race has meant that it's just been a bit less stressful. Like last year was just like full on until I cracked basically. Well, this year I can just like stop and get food every village I go through, not worry about where people are. So yeah, it's going all right.
Alex McCormack, Cap 87, was in the top 10 on day 1. He's determined to finish his race despite feeling unwell at times.
Oh, I've been better. Yeah, I've been struggling with illness a bit. Hence, you probably, I don't know, I've been getting like 9 hours sleep a night to try and shake it, but yeah, it's not going. Yeah, so, yeah, don't want to scratch though, so need to get around still.
Good stuff, hang in there. And have you had the chance to enjoy some of the roads?
I'm a bit annoyed that I did that parkour 4 last night, because it looked like a nice road, but I didn't really see any of the sea. But yeah, day 1 was good. Before the trouble started, and yeah, had a bit of a nice spell yesterday, but yeah, hoping it gets better.
At this year's TPR, we have a two-person crew, Mike Drummond and Craig Billam, who are following the riders and making a film to showcase the Pyrenees and the rider experience.
Well, I mean, first off, the landscapes are like insultingly pretty. Like everywhere you look, there is something to kind of sit and observe, and it can really. I think Craig used the best thing about decision paralysis, that you kind of get so involved in watching one thing and you probably, you know, go around the next bend and there's something nicer anyway.
It's hard to know where to point the camera because everywhere you look is breathtaking.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and there's a cyclist and you've missed it.
But no, it has been like, yeah, incredible. And, you know, just the landscapes are so vast. As soon as you see a rider come into frame, it's, you know, it is magnificent, and you see how small they are compared to the huge peaks and, you know, these deep valleys.
When people talk about like ultra endurance, I don't think people realize like the physicalities of the people that are doing it. It's like, it's such a feat. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, so, it's phenomenal. And like not only that, just the resilience, that's a huge factor. I mean, a lot of people were taking routes which aren't suitable for road bikes or gravel bikes, and I hiked up, there's about 5 hours total for me with camera gear. People were lugging their bikes up and over on the other side of a 2,500-metre mountain. And
a lot of people were still smiling all the way.
Yeah, people were stoked on it. People were, you know, genuinely pleased to be up there. And I definitely get it. Like, I've done races in the past and, you know, I've got oodles of jealousy being out here filming it. And, yeah, I mean, it's even convinced you as well, hasn't it? To, like, almost turn your hand to a little bit of ultra.
Yeah, I might, like, you know, go for, like, a bike ride around the block when I get back here.
So what do you think we might see here next year?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
I'm behind down. The camera still.
Robert Reineck, Cap 61, has made it to Palafrugell at the end of Parkour 4. It's a huge achievement after making a frustrating mistake at Control Point 3.
So I went to checkpoint 3 and I think I was working too long in home office, so I thought it was a virtual checkpoint. Checkpoint 1 was virtual, checkpoint 2 was in person, and then logically checkpoint 3 the virtual one. So I went there and I didn't see the steep climb up and I thought, fine, just go back. So I realized like 1 hour and a half later, why didn't I get a timestamp? And I was talking to David and John from the communication offices, and thanks to them, they replied super quickly and told me, oh, Rob, you have to go back. So I went back.
Oh no. Well done. That takes real strength.
Yeah, but it's a very beautiful climb, and the people at the checkpoint, they were really amazing. It was a blast having them there. So very nice, friendly faces. Thanks to all of them for their joy and hospitality. It was really great. Thanks.
Joost Klarenbeek, Cap number 5.
I'm going so slow this morning. Gonna get started. Overslept for about an hour in a hotel. Was bad. Otherwise, my knee is starting to hurt, so I'm slow today. Hopefully make it to CP5 in the afternoon, get some rest, and then get ready for the return parkour. Should be fun.
Have you been enjoying the landscapes?
Oh, it's amazing, man. It's amazing. I need to go back and ride a bit slower.
Oh. Rob Gardner, Cap 135.
My life just got immeasurably better because I found a pharmacy that sold me some cream. Before that, today was not a whole lot of fun.
Had some saddle sort of problems then?
Yeah, I don't know why. I've been swapping shorts and I guess it's just all the salt build-up from all the heat. But yeah, I set off at 2:30 this morning from Olot, and I'm just very slow, like very, very slow, even by my normal kind of steady standards. I'm just incredibly slow, so I'm just trying to do long days, not much sleep, but try and look after myself, and yeah, it's okay.
Millie Gibbons, Cap 3, has completed Parkour 4 and is about to head north into France towards Control Point 5. She is now the leading woman in the race.
Yeah, it was quite a moment seeing the sea to think, like, all the way back in Saint-Jean-de-Luz. Like, we saw this scene and I was like, whoa, travelled far.
What's been your favourite part of the route so far?
The gravel descent into CP 3. The climb, I was like, oh no, have I made a bad route choice? Because if the descent is like this, then it's not going to be fun. And then the descent was unreal. So yeah, loved it. I know I'm near the front, which is wild. So yeah, I mean, just want to get around, have fun. So that's my main aim.
No harm in finishing towards the front, though.
No, I mean, it'll be amazing. But, you know, after scratching at TCR for me, just finishing this is going to be a massive achievement.
Molly Weaver, Cap number 9, isn't too far behind and continues to have a fantastic race so far.
My favourite bit so far was the climb up to, what checkpoint was it, 2, the Auzat checkpoint? The climb I did there, it was in the dark, and I was like, you know, I might miss the view and whatever, but it's quite cool and it's nice. Then the moon, it's like completely full moon, so you could just see the outline of all the mountains. Oh, it was incredible. Like, the sunset was amazing. There was like hundreds of people out there in campers, and it was just like everyone was like sharing this moment of, it was absolutely amazing. So yeah, that was my, that was a really good bit. And then today I overslept by like 4 hours. So I'm so fresh. I woke up and I rolled over and I was like, oh, it's weird, I've woken up without my alarm. And I was like, oh no, I've slept through every alarm. So, you know, but I feel all right. I feel quite good for it. So maybe it'll pay off in the long run. Nothing you can do now, so gotta keep rolling. But yeah.
For some riders, it can take a day or two to get used to riding such long distances. Ruben Platt, Cap 126, is having his best days riding so far.
I think I haven't had legs this good yet, so that's a good feeling.
Really, you're riding yourself into the race.
Yeah, somehow. I've had real bad saddle sores in yesterday, but yeah, it seems manageable so far.
What's coming on the route? What are you looking for?
Yeah. Well, first a break up here, but other, like, for the rest of the day. Yeah, I just hope to make it to the next control, and then we'll see from there. I think it would mean that I'm like decently on schedule, so hopefully it allows me enough time for the rest.
Having been the fastest pair for the first 2 days, Clement and Tristan Jamart, Caps 140 A and B, have been leapfrogged by Caps 132 A and B, Tristan Beaufy and Julian Catherine. The Jamarts are now on Parkour 4 and fighting to reach Control Point 5 before the general classification cut-off time.
It's not a good day. No, yesterday was not a good night, and today we're gonna see. But the smile is not here.
My legs, like, not really good.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know, it's just like too much bicycle. But what's the plan? And is the plan to continue to go to the CP5? But yeah, we're gonna see. Little bit tired. But yeah, it's...
We sleep well yesterday night.
Yeah,
we the first hotel.
First hotel, good shower, two shower in 2 hours.
But yeah.
And yeah. But now we stop the cigarette for today, I think.
Yeah, probably. And we have to ride. And, yeah.
But yeah, it's more hard than the last year, that's sure.
Further back, one rider who didn't make it to control point 2 before cut-off time is Pavel Krajcik, Cap 89. Having cycled across Europe to be here in the Pyrenees, he's not letting this stop his adventure.
Out of the general classification, but I'm still cycling.
You're gonna keep going?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, my family is in Saint-Jean-de-Luz for 8 days. I'm cycling.
Good man. You see how far you can get and then...
Yeah. The first 2 days were bad, really bad. I had COVID.
Oh, no.
3 weeks ago, I couldn't train and I'm tired. Came here 2,000 kilometers from Bratislava, Slovakia, so
yeah.
should I scratch?
You rode, did you ride or how did you get
here? I ride.
Yeah?
From Dakar to Saint-Jean-de-Luz.
Came to ride your bike?
Should I scratch?
Yeah. So you came to ride your bike, so you're going to ride your bike?
Yeah.
Good man.
Late afternoon on day 4, with Adam Bielek and Lucas Becker now making steady progress along the cols of the Raid Parkour, Control Point 5 is seeing plenty of activity. Riders are arriving following a day on the coast, and they're preparing to start the long ride west to the Bay of Biscay. Julian Gravel, Cap 66, is planning to take the gravel route to the parkour.
I like hiking. Maybe I should just like switch to another sport because I'm just always looking for the bike parts.
Do you think it'll be hike bike or do you think it'll be rideable?
I think it's rideable for some part. Yeah. Still, there's quite a lot of elevation to get, but yesterday, like the the off road part to reach the CP3 was like silk. I could ride some part, just walk some part. It was just like. So good. And the downhill like to the CP. Yeah. I took like 40 pictures. It was quite late.
And you saved a lot of time there as well.
Yeah. And especially in the descent because I caught up with a lot of fast riders, at least fast ascending. But then they were walking and in the descent to CP3 from the gravel descent. They were all like very careful. I was just like full speed on my bike. And then once I stamped the Brovikad, I saw a lot of guys just riding the road version. It was way longer too.
Robert Reineck, Cap 61, lives in France and is on the green leaderboard at TPR, which recognizes those riders who travel to and from the race without flying. Robert is also vegan, which can sometimes be an issue when looking to resupply on the road.
I mean, the big cities, it's okay. But on the road, I mean, it's quite difficult. But I found a new strategy this time. I'm eating a lot of crackers, rice crackers, corn crackers. So that's not too bad. I hope there's going to be a vegan leaderboard at some point. Because when you look at the CO2 emissions, I mean, it also has a huge impact. So we were Googling the link a bit on BBC, how much impact it has when you eat like once a week meat or once a day meat. And it has a huge impact actually. It's like apparently flying 8 times from London to Istanbul when you eat beef once a day for a year. So, I mean, there are a lot of reasons behind. Everyone has their own reasons. That's mine.
Evening time on day 4. Darkness falls and Millie Gibbons is still the fastest woman in the race. She's taking on the climb above Control Point 5 on the way to the Raid Parkour.
Think you might end up sleeping up here?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you need to get the elevation right before it being like really dewy. And then you get to like a certain point and then it's too cold. But there's a window in the middle where I'm going to be toasty and it won't be dewy. I mean, we're at 1700 metres, gravel. It's just in the dark. I don't know. It's not ideal, is it? But here we are, living the dream. yeah, and then I was thinking, this is why you do these races, right? Because if I was here on holiday, I probably would have stayed where the checkpoint is, because that was really nice. But here I am, going over the climb.
Join us in the next episode to see if those riders who've been up front for much of the race, Adam Bielek, Lucas Becker, and Nahal Passerat, can keep the pace going all the way to the finish line in Saint-Jean-de-Luz. We'll also find out if those riders further back can stand the challenge of the relentless Raid Parkour and its 30 cols. You can find daily content on our social media and race reports from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Physique, Pedaled, Tailfin, Komoot, and Peak Design.